Bill Henry. And now, Coast to Coast, live Art Bell. We call Art Bell, dialed from a rotary phone in an open field. Rotary phones dialing from open fields only, please. 555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555- And now, Artel.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and a very pleasant and propitious good morning to all of you. And if you wonder whether or not I get sick and tired of receiving emails from you losers, I mean from you wonderful people, of course I do. I mean, no, I don't. You're all mindless cretins. I mean, you're intelligent people who haven't got a life or a clue. I mean, who are interesting and have wonderful insights into the world of the unexplained. And I'd just love to have all of you put down like a sick dog. No, I mean, I'd like to have all of you over for dinner, if possible. There's nothing I like better than getting a letter from some bald-headed guy pushing a shopping cart with a ski cap, and I mean from a educated individual out there in the audience. Many of you probably think I'd be afraid to answer my own door. You're right. I mean, no. Oh, no, I'm fine with that. That's good. A lot of you drive by my home at 3 a.m. honking your horn and going, all right, hey, look, the Big Dipper, hey. Of course that doesn't frighten me. Hey, Art, look, the moon. Yeah, okay, that's wonderful. Yeah, I know, it comes up once a month. Topic of the moon always comes up once a month. Today we're going to explore with retired General Johnson Jameson a phenomenon that I don't believe the government knows anything about. I'm going to have General Jameson on in just a moment. I don't think the government either knows about it, or if they do, they don't want you to know about it, and I can guarantee that you're going to know about it. As the weeks and months progress, they are going to have to deal with a lot of questions about it. And that's the fact that as the day progresses, and we have photos on our website of this, they are photographs that I took of my backyard, as the day progresses, it's getting darker, folks. It actually gets darker. What's that all about? I've got pictures on my website. But first, friends, amazingly, more and more people just stop by each other's houses and knock on the door. Now, you can do something about this dangerous breach of security by installing a motion-activated laser beam from Peenemann Enterprises. That's right. It gets triggered, and it reduces the intruding individual to an anthill-sized pile of dust. No more will your family, your life, your security, or your possessions be brutally threatened by so-called friends stopping by unannounced. Listen to this real-life testimonial from Mr. Arvin Seacroft of Cadillac, Idaho, who bought one of these.
Hi, I'm Arvin Seacroft of Cadillac, Iowa. We're very happy with the Peenemann Enterprises laser beam. Some guy claiming to be the mailman came to my front door. I turned it on and reduced him to a pile of dust. And we're very pleased. Thank you, Peenemann Enterprises.
So there you go. Yes, the new laser beam from Peenemann can reduce anyone brutally, brazenly, obnoxiously, and without absolutely any reason whatsoever knocking on your front door. How dare they? Just call 213-555-555-555-555-555-555. It's not toll-free. All right, so there you go. I use the Peenemann laser beam when someone knocks on the door and says, Arrowhead man, yeah, right. The other day I had somebody knock on my front door and they said, Jehovah's Wit. Well, just at Wit, I hit the button and they were dust. General Johnson Jameson's with us. General Jameson, how are you? General Jameson, how are you? Oh, cut it out, will you?
I just thought I'd screw around with you. I'm doing fine.
You scared me. So what are we working on?
Well, today we're working on something very interesting, and you mentioned it. People have been writing me, and I've been in my laboratory trying to just enter in some of the raw data that I have. It gets dark.
I noticed that. Just all of a sudden it gets darker. Do you notice when you wake up it's dark?
I've noticed that, too. And the government is not doing anything about it. Now,
what do you think it is?
Well, Let's see. Hold on for a minute. I got to pop another. Oh, boy. I think it's a mothership or something blocking out the sun.
That is remarkable.
Some kind of a mothership that blocks the sun out and we don't have any light. But I've got to enter the calculations into my computer. I have a letter here from a Bill Crosley. You know Bill.
Oh, when he was at the CIA, of course he was mustered out, wasn't he?
Well, the company didn't want him around because he was asking too many questions that they didn't have answers for. And Bill wrote me a letter, and he thinks he's one step closer to knowing what that loud banging noise is when it rains. Now,
some people have called it thunder.
Well, we know what it's called, but we don't know what causes it. And Bill got access to some CIA files, which are on your website.
Yes, that's right. They're on my website right now.
And we are very close to determining that thunder could be God bowling. So,
yeah. I suspected...
That's really what it is.
Now, what about rain?
That's God crying.
All right. And the government simply does not want us to know about this.
No, they don't. And it really bugs me. I called the White House, and I asked to speak to President Bush, and they said, what's this regarding? And I said, it's regarding the fact that the government's been covering up thunder being God bowling. And you want to know something?
What?
They wouldn't put me through.
See, this is the kind of...
this is cover-up, Art.
This is the kind of cover-up we're talking about. And so these pictures are on my website right now.
They're on the website, www.555555555555.com.
Well, it's always just a pleasure to have you on and to know that you're doing this great work. I don't know what to say other than thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, Art.
To know that the sun is being blocked out by an alien mothership and that the sound of thunder is God bowling.
Makes you feel good?
Yes, it does.
This has been another Art Bell show. We're going to have him put away now. Art now has to get into the vehicle. It has a state emblem on the side and two men in jackets. That's it, Art. Just go ahead and get...
Right here?
Yes, just get into that jacket right there.
All right. I'm slipping in a very unusual jacket.
That's correct.
And, Ross, you say that this is...
Sure, it's just a... It's a nice overcoat.
It doesn't get that cold, though, here.
No, but you'll need it. And just tie those around that. All right, Art's in a straitjacket now, and we're putting him in the wagon. All the kids are wearing them. Don't worry about it.
All right, as long as I look chic.
No problem. This is Bill Goes to Ghost.
On the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.